A table at Save the Michaels of the World offices is adorned with pictures of young men and women, all of them lost to drug addiction. Save the Michaels is receiving $450,000 in state funding to continue their crusade. Just this week, Stevens' law passed in the state Senate. Named for a young man who overdosed 2 days after a treatment counselor failed to notify family members of his release. The law encourages outpatient facilities to notify families if a patient is released from the facility. Save the Michaels founder Avi Israel says the law is not meant to cause hardships to treatment facilities.
This is about keeping a person alive. This is about helping somebody who needs help. This is about when somebody gives you a permission to call my family, you have an obligation to call.
Israel has a personal stake in this endeavor. In 2011, his son Michael committed suicide after battling addiction and being refused treatment from facilities. Israel says without family notification, a patient could walk out of a facility and never be seen alive again. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.